الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد In our previous class we had begun reading what the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى with regards to the clarification of the detailed response to the refutation of the doubts with regards to Tawheed Al-Ibadah with regards to Tawheed Al-Ibadah. We have seen in the previous classes that the author he has presented a very important and beneficial introduction clarifying the true religion and way of the Prophets and Messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam and clarifying the path and the way and the creed and the deen of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically, and likewise clarifying the way of the mushrikeen from the time of Nuh alayhi salam all the way until the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that introduction is of utmost importance to understand. And anyone who is following along now in the classes but did not listen and benefit from that introduction, then he has missed a great portion of this work and should review that in order to understand that which is to come. Because now the author, he's going to base all of those refutations upon that which has preceded. And alhamdulillah, we have spent a number of classes clarifying those issues in detail and mentioning evidence after evidence to establish those points to clarify the deen of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the deen of the mushrikeen from the tribe of Quraysh and from the Arab and even from mankind in general. So these detailed refutations, they are based upon understanding this affair, the affair that has preceded, understanding that clearly and those evidences that have been mentioned and clarified in detail. Also, we've seen after that, before reaching this point as well, the author, he presented a general refutation on how to refute every doubt in general. And this requires first and foremost to know the truth. So this is the methodology in dealing with the doubts. This is the methodology of a Muslim in general and a student of knowledge specifically, that he will learn the truth with detail. And he will understand the evidences that clarify that. And he will know the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his creed and his belief and his deen and methodology. And likewise the way of those who opposed him in his days specifically. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this manner, one, he will be able to repel any doubts or misconceptions, and he will be able to identify any falsehood because it will be in contradiction to the truth that he has known. So the author, he clarified likewise the methodology on how to refute and to repel and to defend oneself with knowledge any from these doubts and misconceptions, whether if it's with regards to creed and belief and tawheed, or whether if it's with regards to methodology or with regards to any other issue, with regards to ibadah, or whether if it's with regards to methodology and the likes like this. The general refutation that the author had clarified, this will suffice a believer in understanding the truth in general and repelling these misconceptions and doubts in any manner, whatever subject it may be. As for the detailed refutation, then this is with regards to specific doubts, and these here are related to the issue of ibadah and the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be singled out alone for all actions of worship. So we read again that which we had read in the previous class briefly and continue from where we left off. The author, he says, rahimahullah, وأما الجواب المفصل فإن أعداء الله لهم اعتراضات كثيرة على دين الرسل يسدون بها الناس عنه. That as for the detailed response, then indeed the enemies of Allah, they have many objections and doubts, that they have many objections and doubts with regards to the deen, the religion and the way of the messengers, and they stop and they block the people and prohibit them any from the correct path, and they mislead them in this manner by way of these doubts and these objections that they have to the way of the prophets and messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Minha, meaning from them. So this is their first doubt. Qawluhum nahnu la nushriku billahi shay'a. They say that we do not associate partners with Allah whatsoever. بَلْ نَشْهَدُ أَنَّهُ لَا يَخْلُقُ وَلَا يَرْزُقُ وَلَا يُحْيِي وَلَا يُمِيتُ وَلَا يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ وَلَا يَنْفَعُ وَلَا يَضُرُّ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Rather, we testify and bear witness that no one creates nor sustains nor gives life nor gives death nor disposes of the affairs. No one benefits nor harms except for Allah alone without any partners. وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ لَا يَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِهِ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. And we bear witness likewise that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he does not have authority, he cannot benefit himself whatsoever nor bring any harm. فَضْلًا عَنْ عَبْدِ الْقَادِرِ أَوْ غَيْرِهِ. Much less for Abdul Qadir and other than him. And Abdul Qadir al-Jailani رحمه الله, from the great scholars, he died in the year 561. And he was from the upright and noble people of knowledge, and many of his followers deviated after him, and now they have taken him as a so-called wali, and they devote many actions of worship that are the rights of Allah to him. So they're saying now, this is their doubt, that we do not associate partners with Allah. Not at all, not whatsoever. And their evidence, so they claim for this, is because they believe that Allah alone is the creator and the provider and the sustainer, and they believe that Allah alone is the one who gives life and gives death, and that Allah alone, he is disposing of the affairs, and that the ability to bring benefit or to harm is in the hands of Allah alone. They believe this. This is their creed. They say so, therefore we're not making shirk. And likewise, we believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not have the ability alone to benefit nor to harm, much less those who are lesser than him from the other people. And from the other people, meaning that their hearts are attached to. He says, وَلَكِمْ أَنَا مُذْنِبْ. But he says, after this creed, but I'm a sinner. وَالصَّالِحُونَ لَهُمْ جَهُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And the righteous, they have high status and rank with Allah. They have honor and nobility with Allah. وَأَقْلُوبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهِمْ. So therefore I seek from Allah by way of them. I seek from Allah by way of them. يعني بهم بواسطتهم. يعني by way of them, يعني through them. So they say that, therefore they do not commit shirk. They do not commit shirk because they believe in the lordship of Allah. And they believe that the ability to create and provide and sustain and give life and death and dispose of the affairs is in the hands of Allah alone. And they believe here that this is sufficient. So they have sufficed with the issue of al-rububiyyah and believing in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, but they did not single out Allah alone with all actions of worship which this rububiyyah requires and necessitates. So they have misunderstood the issue of al-tawheed, and they have misunderstood the tawheed, that all of the prophets and messengers that came with alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he came with. And likewise, they have misunderstood the religion of the pagans of the tribe of Quraysh and the Arab in the days of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rest of the deviant sects likewise in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what caused them to make this claim. And then they try to emphasize the fact that they're not making shirk. They say that we're sinners. And in a muthnib, I'm a sinner, I have sins. And he will muthnib ba'idun anillah. And the person who is a sinner, he's far from Allah. Because sins take a person far from Allah. This is their excuse. And they say, as for salihun, as for the righteous, then they have status and rank with Allah, meaning they're close to Allah. So therefore we call on Allah through them. Therefore we seek from Allah through them. And they want it from Allah. And they seek it through the righteous, because the righteous have status and rank with Allah. This is their claim. And maybe one of them, he will use the narration in Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Anas, for example. The messenger, he says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّ. that indeed Allah, He has slaves, that if one of them were to swear over Allah, then Allah would free him from blame by decreeing that his oath would occur. Any meaning that some people, maybe one of them, he will say, Wallahi, it's going to rain today. Wallahi, Allah will send the rain today. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, out of honor for that person, will send the rain. Will send the rain. And this is the meaning of the narration because of the status and rank of this particular slave. So this is what they're saying. They're looking at this issue in this manner like this, that there are righteous individuals who are close to Allah. And as for us, then we are far from Allah. So they have this doubt. وَأَطْلُوبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهِمْ And I seek from Allah through them. Through them. This issue here, bihim, what the author he's referring to is bihim, yani بِوَاسِطَاتِهِمْ Yani that they call on those in the grave and their awliya and the likes besides Allah Azza wa Jal directly. Directly. So the issue of calling, yani وَأَطْلُوبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهِمْ This has two aspects. One of them is major shirk, and one of them is an innovation. One of them is an innovation. This tawassul, one aspect of it, and with regards to their creed, is an innovation, and it's lesser than major shirk, and one aspect of it is major shirk. So whenever one of them, he says, Ya Allah, bijahi nabiyika, a'athini. Ya Allah, bijahi nabiyika, a'athini. Oh Allah, by the honor of your prophet, give me this and that, and he provide for me such and such. Oh Allah, bijahi nabiyika, a'athini kada wa kada, yani al-madad aw al-rizq aw yani kada wa kada. Oh Allah, by the jah, yani by the honor and the nobility, the status of your prophet, give me this and give me that. This here is called at-tawassul al-bid'i, and at-tawassul al-bid'i, wa huwa dun al-shirk. This is an innovated means of drawing near to Allah Azza wa Jalla, so they claim, and it's an innovation. And it will not draw one near to Allah. And the innovations are not a means to draw near to Allah. This has never come from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he advised this or encouraged this or ordered this. And likewise, it never came from any of his companions, radiallahu anhum, that they had performed this action in this manner. Oh Allah, by the jah of your Prophet. Rather, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he mentioned that one, he will call on Allah directly. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ If you ask, then ask from Allah. Then ask from Allah. These are very clear issues. Alhamdulillah. So this is their mistake. The other aspect, and this is what this leads to likewise many times, is that shaitan will lead them from here to calling on the Prophet directly. يَا نَبِي اللَّهِ أَعْطِينِي Ya Nabi Allah, ishfa'ali, in this manner like this, Oh Prophet of Allah, give me this. Oh Prophet of Allah, give me that. Then this here is major shirk. And if it's likewise for those who are lesser than the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's major shirk, regardless of the status of that person. If one says, Ya Nabi Allah, a'tini kada, Ya Abdul Qadir, a'tini kada, Ya Jailani, a'tini kada, like this, all of this is major shirk. So this is what they're performing. وَأَطْلُبُ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِهِمْ And this is what is intended here. And I call on Allah through them. And I call on Allah through them. So they say, نَحْنُ لَا نُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا نَحْنُ لَا نُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا We do not associate partners with Allah whatsoever. We're not associating partners with Allah whatsoever. And this is the way of every person of falsehood. Likewise, the people of falsehood, they do not come and say that there are people of falsehood. The people of shirk and paganism, they did not come in this manner. The people of innovation, they did not come and confessing to the people that they are upon innovation or that they are upon deviation. Rather, they say, "Ana sahib haq." I'm a person of the truth. I'm a person of the truth. Even this is the way of the worst of the people. And the leader of evil and falsehood, Fir'aun. And Allah, He mentioned about Fir'aun and what He said to His people in the book. قال فرعون ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد He said, Oh my people, Fir'aun, he says, Oh my people, I do not show you except that which I see, and except for that which I consider to be upright and good, and I do not guide you except to the upright path, and I'm not guiding you except to the upright path. So Fir'aun, he's the worst of mankind, the one who he himself, he claimed الربوبية، أنا ربكم الأعلى وما علمت لكم من إله غيري. And he claimed likewise إلهية. And he is from the leaders of falsehood and evil. وليعوذ بالله. And whenever he speaks to his people, this is what he says to them. This is what he says to them. ما أريكم إلا ما أرى وما أهديكم إلا سبيل الرشاد. I'm not showing you except for that which I know to be upright and good, and I am not guiding you except through the path of upright guidance and the good way. And this is the way of the devil likewise. This is the way of the devil from the beginning of mankind. And Allah, he mentioned likewise, it's a fear in his book. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. And Shaytan, whenever he was debating and he was enticing and leading Adam alayhi salam, seeking to mislead Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, and he swore by Allah, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا, and he swore by Allah, I swear by Allah, that I am only a well-wisher for you, a sincere advisor. I'm only a sincere advisor for you. He didn't come claiming that he is upon falsehood or clarifying the evil and the foul intention that he had. Rather, he said, I'm only giving you sincere advice. I'm only giving you sincere advice. And this is how they were misled. Likewise, the people of falsehood, later, this is what they claim as well. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. Whenever you say to them, why are you working corruption and evil? Then they claim for themselves that they are only working righteousness and seeking to bring rectification. And this is falsehood. So this statement here, نَحْنُ لَا نُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا, that we do not associate partners with Allah whatsoever. This requires evidence. So they're saying this, but in reality, they are making clear shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. Making clear shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal by calling on others besides Allah Azza wa Jal and slaughtering to others besides Allah Azza wa Jal and having great fear of others besides Allah Azza wa Jal and taking oaths in the names of others besides Allah Azza wa Jal and having hope likewise in others besides Allah Azza wa Jal in the manner that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And many of them crying and begging at the grave sites and the likes like this, begging the one in the grave. And then whenever he himself is in the prayer, he's heedless and forgetful and negligent. And this is something that is very well known and very seen. So the fact that they claim that they're not making shirk, this is not sufficient. And even the evidence that they have likewise is not sufficient. It's not sufficient. We have seen that to believe in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal will not enter a person into al-Islam. And this is their misconception. So the author, he says, فَجَاوِبْهُمْ بِمَا تَقَدَّمَ. So therefore, you respond to them with that which has preceded. So now, because the author, rahimahullah wa ta'ala, he has clarified this affair in detail in the introduction, and likewise, because we have discussed those points in a number of classes in great detail, he's not going to repeat those evidences again. Rather, he's going to refer you back to that which has preceded. So likewise, we will do the same. وَهُوَ أَنَّ الَّذِينَ قَتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُقِرُّونَ بِمَا ذَكَرْتَ مُكِرُّونَ بِمَا ذَكَرْتَ لِي أَيُّهَا الْمُبْطِرِ. So you respond to them about with that which has preceded, and that is that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those whom he fought, they confessed and they affirmed. They affirmed and believed in the same thing that you're mentioning to me, O person of falsehood. وَمُكِرُّونَ أَنَّ أَوْثَانَهُمْ لَا تُدَبِّرُ شَيْئًا وَإِنَّمَا أَرَادُ مِمَّنْ قَصَدُ الْجَاهَ وَالشَّفَاعَةَ. And also they affirm and they believe that their idols do not dispose of the affairs of anything, and they only sought nearness to those idols or devoted themselves, and they only devoted themselves to those idols in order to have their honor and status and their intercession. وَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ مَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَوَضَّحَهُ. And now at this time you will read to him, you will read to him that which Allah has mentioned in his book and clarified. That which Allah has mentioned in his book and clarified. Meaning from those evidences that have preceded. So at this time one will read the verses to the likes of this person with this doubt. Those verses clarifying that Allah Azza wa Jal alone, he is the Lord and the Creator and the Sustainer. And that the dominion and the authority of this of the heavens and the earth is in the hands of Allah. And that nothing happens except with the permission of Allah. Clarifying the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise reciting the verses that clarify that because of this, Because of this, the right of worship is Allah, is for Allah alone, and to devote any action of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is falsehood. And likewise, to recite to them those verses clarifying the creed of the people and the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what they confessed and what they believed in, and likewise why they did what they did and what was the reason for them committing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you recite these verses here and all of these points have proceeded in the introduction, then in this manner the evidence is established against this person. So this is an indication that, again, before someone steps into this field here of going head on with the people of falsehood and debating them about specific issues in the religion, a person, he has to be fortified with knowledge, and he has to have evidences and proofs. So he's telling you now, after you clarify for this, so first you'll have to be able to have already clarified for him that which has preceded, and so that he can see this. So you first have to already know that which has preceded in order to establish this. So clarify that for him. And then after you clarify that for him, read to him the verses. So that means that, one, he has to be a person who has care and concern with memorizing the book of Allah and learning the verses specifically with regards to these affairs, memorizing them and also understanding what they mean and understanding the aspects of evidence and how these verses are a refutation of that falsehood. So again, this requires great knowledge before, one, he will step into this field here, or into this arena here, and debate with the people of falsehood to clarify their falsehood, and debate with the people of falsehood to clarify their falsehood. As for those who are not equipped in this manner, or those who are not qualified in this manner, then they will suffice with the general refutation, and they will not engage the people of falsehood. Rather, if they are engaged, they will have the knowledge and the ability to repel those doubts and to protect themselves from that falsehood and from those misconceptions. As for this issue here of clarifying falsehood and refuting falsehood and refuting the people of falsehood and calling them to the straight path, then this requires great foundations and fundamentals, and it requires great light and knowledge, and likewise sincerity and truthfulness and a good intention, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you do this in this manner, reciting those verses that have preceded, clarifying these issues here, these principles that Allah alone, He is the creator and sustainer and provider, and it all belongs to Him alone, and that this life and universe all belongs to Him alone, so therefore He alone is worthy of worship with no partners, and all aspects of worship should be devoted to Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that the people whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, they believed that Allah, He's the creator and the sustainer and the provider, and the only reason they took, the only reason they worshipped their idols was to draw near to Allah by way of them, and to seek nearness to Allah through them, the same thing that they're claiming now, then a person, he will be able to refute that falsehood and clarify. So he says, فَإِنْ قَالَ إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ الآيات نزلت في من يعبد الأصنام ونحن لا نعبد الأصنام كيف تجعلون الصالحين مثل الأصنام أم كيف تجعلون الأنبياء أصناما. So if you recite to him these verses and you clarify these details here, now what would he say in response? And if he did not accept those verses, if he did not accept that advice, and he did not understand that clearly, or he understood it but he opposed and he wants to continue in opposition, what is his next step? His next step is going to say to you that these verses here that you're reciting to me, they were revealed with regards to worshipping idols, worshipping stones. And worshipping idols, meaning worshipping stones that are carved by the hand. Those verses that you're reciting to me were revealed with regards to worshiping at Asnam, many of the idols that are carved and made out of stones. So then he says, and we do not worship idols. We do not worship idols. We're not worshiping idols. How are you going to make the righteous people like idols? Or how are you going to make the righteous people idols? And this is what they're going to say now. We're not worshiping idols. Those verses were revealed to people worshiping idols. They were worshiping idols. They're worshipping Allah and Uzza and the likes like this. So this is what they're going to say. And how are you going to make the righteous people like the idols? Or how are you going to turn the righteous people into idols? This is what they're going to claim. This is what they're going to claim. Likewise, this is already preceded in great detail. And who is that? And the likes like this. And how that began. And how those idols were introduced. And the creed of the mushrikeen with regards to those idols. And why they worshipped them and what they believed. And we have seen that the origin of Lat, he was a righteous man. And that this was something that was taken at his grave. And there was an idol that was made and set up at his grave. So on and so forth. All of this has preceded. So even in reality, the idols and stones that they're worshipping, they were emblems representing the righteous people and the angels and the jinn and the likes like this. Many of them are not simply worshipping stones because it's a stone. Rather, they believed that this was representing one of the righteous souls or spirits and the likes. So they claimed. And we have seen the details of that likewise. And this is the manner that shirk was first introduced into mankind in the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. So then the author, he says, فَجَاوِبْهُمْ بِمَا تَقَدَّمَ. So therefore you respond to them with that which has preceded. فَإِنَّهُ إِذَا أَقَرَّ أَنَّ الْكُفَارَ يَشْهَدُونَ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّ كُلِّهَا لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّهُمْ مَا أَرَادُوا مِمَّا قَصَدُوا إِلَّا الشَّفَاءَ وَلَكِنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ فِعْلِهِمْ وَفِعْلِهِ بِمَا ذَكَرَ فَاذْكُرْ لَهُ أَنَّ الْكُفَّارَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَدْعُو الْأَصْنَامَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَدْعُو الْأَوْلِيَاءَ الَّذِينَ قَالَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ أُولَئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ الْوَسِيلَةَ أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَافُونَ عَذَابَهُ إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ كَانَ مَحْظُورًا. So now you respond to him about this. This is the second doubt. You're moving with him now in this dialogue. The second doubt now is that shirk only occurs in one aspect, and that is to worship idols. That is to worship idols. As for devoting actions of worship to others besides idols, then this is not shirk. As for devoting actions of worship, for example, to the righteous, like prophets and messengers, or to those from the righteous, so on and so forth, after the prophets and messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam, then this is not the same. This is not the same. This is their doubt now. That shirk is only in one aspect, and that is to devote actions of worship to idols. As for devoting actions of worship to prophets or messengers or the righteous, then this is not considered shirk. This is what they're saying. This is their doubt. So the author, he says, you respond to them with that which has preceded. You respond to them with that which has preceded. And in mentioning those verses again, clarifying the issue of the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of the mushrikeen. And he says, so if the disbelievers, they affirm and that the lordship, if he affirms now, so now after you mention those evidences and that which has preceded in the introduction, this person that you're debating with now, if he affirms, and he will affirm because it's clear, unless he's just in clear rebellion, and whenever he affirms that the disbelievers, they bear witness to the lordship, that they bear witness that the lordship is entirely for Allah, and that they did not intend and worship those whom they worshipped except in order to get intercession. But now he wants to differentiate between him, between them and between him. Now he wants to differentiate between his actions and their actions, between their actions and his actions. Then now you mention for him that those disbelievers, meaning in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from them there are those who called and invoked the idols. And there were also from them those who called and invoked the awliya, the righteous. Like Allah, he has said in his book about them, and the meaning of which is, it is those, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةِ. He said that it is those whom they are calling on, they themselves are seeking nearness to Allah. أَيُّهُمْ أَقْرَبُ وَيَرْجُونَ رَحْمَتَهُ وَيَخَفُونَ عَذَابَ. And they are seeking nearness to Allah to see who can be closest. And they are hoping for His mercy and they are fearing His punishment. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is something to fear and to beware of. to fear and to beware of, to fear and to beware of. So in this noble verse here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning about these people, those whom they're calling on, they themselves, they're seeking nearness to Allah. And if, and this is about the righteous, this is about the awliya, that those who, those people of Quraysh, those who they're calling on, any from these others besides Allah, these righteous besides Allah, they themselves are seeking nearness to Allah. They themselves are hoping for the mercy of Allah. They themselves are fearing the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So they're worshipping someone. So now they're calling and evoking people who Allah is saying to them that these people who you're calling on, they themselves, they're calling on Allah. So why are you calling on them if they themselves, they're calling on Allah? So what has been mentioned about this from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, كان نفر من الجن أسلموا وكانوا يعبدون فبقي الذين كانوا يعبدون على عبادتهم وقد أسلم النفر من الجن. That this is in regards to some jinn. There were some jinn that some of the Arab in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to worship them. These people, they used to worship a group of jinn. And then Allah Azza wa Jal honored those jinn and guided them, and they accepted Islam and became upright. And those people, they continued to worship them unknowingly. So then Allah, He revealed this verse. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَّا رَبِّهِمُ الْوَسِيلَةِ. So those people now, they continue worshipping the jinn, calling on the jinn, worshipping the jinn, calling on and invoking the jinn. But they did not know those jinn, they accepted Islam and they became righteous and pious. So now they're calling on people who they themselves are calling on Allah Azza wa Jal and hoping for the reward and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal and fearing the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is clear with regards to the evidence. So now in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people who were calling on righteous individuals. There are people who are calling on righteous individuals. So not everybody from the Arab in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were worshipping stones. Rather, there was others worshipping righteous individuals likewise, like this verse indicates. Also, it has been mentioned as well that this is revealed with regards to those who are worshipping Isa and Uzair as well. And these are no doubt prophets and righteous individuals. Prophet Isa, he's a prophet, and Uzair is from the righteous. And this is what has been mentioned about that. So those who are calling on Isa, they're calling on Jesus. Jesus himself is calling on Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa himself is calling on Allah, hoping for the mercy of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah. So, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ يَبْتَغُونَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ وَسِيلَةً. They themselves, those people you're calling on, those people that they're calling on, they themselves are seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. So those people who seek nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal, and those people who are hoping for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and those people who are afraid of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal, who are they? Are they stones? Are they stones? No. No, they're righteous. They're prophets and messengers, and they're righteous individuals from the followers of the prophets and messengers. So this is clear now. So because now the doubt moves. If you put him in the corner and you show him these verses about the no doubt the rububiyyah is clarified in the book of Allah, but the rububiyyah is the proof and the evidence also for the uluhiyyah of Allah, and in that Allah, He has the right to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you establish this with him, and then you establish likewise the creed of the mushrikeen and why they were worshipping those idols, and that they believed in Allah in the same manner. And also they only took their idols as intercessors, and they did not believe that their idols created anything or provided or disposed of the affairs of anything. And we have seen likewise so many evidence with regards to this. Even in their talbiyah, what would they say? لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك إلا شريكا هو لك تملكه هو ما ملك تملكه هو ما. They would say in their talbiyah, we respond to you, O Allah, we respond that no partners, you have no partners whatsoever except for one partner that you own, and you own what it owns. So the point is that their partners, they did not believe that their partners own anything. This is clear in the talbiyah. This is in the great books of hadith, like al-Bukhari and Muslim, and from the hadith of Ibn Abbas. Whenever they would get there, the Prophet ﷺ would say, qat, stop there. But the point is here that this is their shirk.
They did not believe that their idols own or have authority by themselves. Rather, they took them as intercessors in order to get near to Allah, and that Allah, He has authority. So if you establish this with Him now, He's going to say this second doubt. He said, oh, but those are idols. Those are idols, those are stones. We're not seeking intercession from stones. We're seeking intercession from prophets. We're seeking intercession from righteous. We're seeking the intercession of the righteous that have status with Allah. So now you have to go into the next stage with this issue here. He wants to differentiate between his action and their action. Because the whole point is that these people here who call on others besides Allah, their deen is the deen of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their creed is the creed of the mushrikeen in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reason why they do what they do is the same reason. So they have the same action and they have the same reason. They have the same action and they have the same reason. They devote actions of worship to other than Allah, calling on them and hoping in them. And the reason why they do that is to draw near to Allah by way of them. This is the exact same thing as the people in the time of Quraysh. The exact same thing as the people in the time of Quraysh. They just changed their names. And this has all proceeded. So now you're in this. Now you're in this debate with him in this manner. So now he's trying to say, I'm not like them. These people, they're calling on idols. I'm calling on prophets and messengers. I'm calling on the righteous. I'm seeking intercession from the righteous. So now you have to clarify for him this doubt that he has. This doubt that he has is that there's a difference between seeking intercession from stones and seeking intercession from prophets and messengers. There's a difference between worshipping stones and worshipping men. There's a difference between worshipping stones and idols and worshipping prophets and messengers and righteous people. They're making a difference here. They're not the same in their mind. So now you have to clarify that in reality, this is not correct. This is not correct, and this is the point. So shirk in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not only in the aspect of worshipping stones. The shirk in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam occurred in many different manners, and there are many different objects. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, بُعِثَ فِي أُنَاسِ يَعْبُدُونَ مَعْبُدَاتٍ كَثِيرًا. He was sent to people who have many different objects of worship. Many different objects of worship. So this is the point now to clarify. This evidence here clarifies that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were individuals who worshipping righteous like they are. They're worshipping righteous like they are. He says, وَيَدْعُونَ عِيسَى بِنَ مَرْيَمْ وَأُمَّهُ وَقَدْ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَا الْمَسِيحُ بِنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَالَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ رُسُلٌ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ. And also, in the time of the Prophet, now you continue to clarify for this individual that also in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are individuals who are calling on Isa and the son of Maryam and his mother. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are people calling on Isa, Isa bin Maryam, yani on Jesus alayhi salatu wasalam, and his mother. They're calling on him in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Isa, he's a stone? La, he's a righteous man. He's a prophet of Allah, from the greatest prophets of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So they were in that time individuals doing this. So he mentioned the verse and al-Masih, the son of Maryam, is nothing but a messenger. And the meaning of the verse, and al-Masih, the son of Maryam, is nothing but a messenger that has preceded before him messengers. And his mother is Siddiqah, and he's from the truthful and from the righteous women. From the truthful women and from the truthful and righteous women. From the truthful and righteous women. So therefore, this is clarifying in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, there are people who are worshipping prophets. So the first verse, if we understood it with regards to any of the jinn, the hadith Ibn Mas'ud, this is clarifying that there are people worshipping awliya, any righteous people lesser than prophets and messengers. This verse here clarifies that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were individuals worshipping prophets and also righteous as well, his mother, alayhi salatu wasalam. Alayhi salatu wasalam. The author, he continues, وَذْكُرْ لَهُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَةَ أَهَؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ أَهَؤُلَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ. And also you mentioned for him the statement of Allah the Most High, the meaning of which is on the day that Allah, He will gather them all together, meaning on the day of resurrection. And He will call and He will say to the angels, Is it you whom they used to worship? Clarifying that there are individuals in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they used to worship angels. They used to worship angels. And the response to angels, they say, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا مِنْ دُونِهِمْ بَلْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ الْجِنَّةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ. They say that the angels, they will respond, glorified are you, you are our wali, you are our protector besides them. And they used to worship the jinn, the majority of them, they believe in them. The majority of them, they believe in them. The point here from this verse and this issue here is to establish that also there were people who are worshiping angels. Also, there are people who are worshiping angels in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And also you recite to him the statement of Allah the Most High. Whenever Allah, he says, O Isa ibn Maryam, did you say to the people that you should take me and my mother as a god besides Allah? And then Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will deny that. He will deny that, and the verses are well known in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So again, to emphasize that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, these individuals, they are worshipping many different objects. From them, they are worshipping prophets and messengers like Isa alayhi salam, and also they're worshiping the righteous like his mother and like Uzair, and also those jinn, and also they're worshiping the righteous from the angels. So therefore, now the author, he says, فَقُلْ لَهُ عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ كَفَّرَ مِنْ قَصَدَ الْأَسْنَامِ وَكَفَّرَ أَيْضًا مِنْ قَصَدَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَقَاتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And you know also, you tell him now, and also you know that Allah, he declared those who worship the idols to be disbelievers. And also he declared those who worship the righteous to be disbelievers. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought them. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought them. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fought all of them. He didn't only fight the ones who were worshipping stones. Rather, he fought the ones likewise that were worshipping Isa, and those who are likewise worshipping jinn, and those who are likewise worshipping the angels. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not distinguish between any of them. Rather, he fought all of them. Rather, he fought all of them sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This verse here, وَمَا الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ. After this, Allah, he says, كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. That the Masih, the son of Maryam, is nothing but a messenger who has, whom before him has preceded messengers. And his mother is a truthful, is from the truthful and righteous, is a truthful and righteous woman, is a truthful and righteous woman. After this, Allah, he says, كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. And both of them, they used to eat food. انظر كيف نبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يفكون. Look to how we clarify for them the signs, the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the signs of Allah. And then look how they are turned away. And then look how they are turned away. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned in his tafsir, he says, يعني كانا يأكلان الطعام. This is the case with Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his mother. يحتاجان إلى التغذية به وإلى خروجه منهما. That meaning they both used to eat food. And Allah is mentioning this here, clarifying. Look at these people, they're worshipping Jesus عليه الصلاة والسلام and his mother. Both of them, they used to eat food. And the wisdom behind them, كان يأكلان الطعام. Both of them, they used to eat food. Ibn Kathir, he says, meaning that the both of them, they were in need of nourishment from that food. And also they were in need for the waste of that food to be relieved from them. فهما عبداني كسائر الناس وليس إلهين كما زعمت النصارى الجهل عليهم لآين الله المتتابعة إلى يوم القيامة. He says, so therefore they are two slaves like the rest of mankind, and they are not two gods as the ignorant Christians have claimed. May the continuous curses of Allah befall them until the day of resurrection. So if this is the case with Isa, he used to eat food, so therefore he's not worthy of worship because he needs the food to be provisioned for him. And then likewise for that food, for that excess food to be relieved. If he is in need of this alayhi salatu wasalam, and he's from the greatest of mankind, من أولو العزم من الرسل, then how about those who are lesser than him? Likewise, they used to eat food. And the one who eats food, he has to relieve himself. So the one who eats food, he's not worthy of worship because he's in need of the food, and Allah alone, He provides the food. And likewise, the food, if a person eats it, he's also in need of relieving it. And no one can help a person do that except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, the person who eats food, he's in dire need in every aspect and weak before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for Allah, He does not need anything. He does not need anything. So people who are calling on those in the grave, then they're worshipping somebody who used to go to the bathroom, akramakum Allah. So this is the greatest of falsehood. Listen, no matter how lofty his status is, he used to have to eat food. And that which comes from there is clear. So then to worship somebody in any aspect that used to eat food, this is falsehood. This is falsehood, alhamdulillah. This is falsehood, alhamdulillah. Rather, the one who is worthy of worship is the one out of the yut'im wa la yut'im. The one who feeds and he's not fed. The one who feeds and he's not fed. Ar-Razzaq, the true Lord and provider and sustainer. He's the one who's worthy of worship and worthy of devotion and servitude alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now this is the affair, to clarify for him that shirk is not only in one aspect, and rather in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were people who worshipped prophets, and there were others who worshipped angels, and there were others who worshipped righteous, and there were others who worshipped even righteous from the jinn likewise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not distinguish between them, rather he fought all of them. And they were all declared disbelievers. They were all declared disbelievers, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought all of them. So now he says, فَإِنْ قَالَ الْكُفَارُ فَإِنْ قَالَ الْكُفَارُ يُرِيدُونَ مِنْهُمَ النَّفْعَ وَالضُّرُّ وَأَنَا أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ النَّافِعُ وَالضَّارُ الْمُدَبِّرُ لَا أُرِيدُ إِلَّا مِنْهُ وَالصَّالِحُونَ لَيْسَ لَهُم مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ وَلَكِنْ أَقْصِدُهُمْ أَرْجُو مِنَ اللَّهِ شَفَاءَتَهُمْ. So now if he says, now he's going to continue that his next step, his next doubt after this, and his avenue, this is the way of the people of falsehood, those who are not looking for the truth, that if you refute his doubt and you shut that path in front of his face, you shut that doorway in front of his face, he'll run to another door. He'll run to another way. You have another doubt that he'll pull out, and he will try to flee through. And then if you go and you shut that door in front of his face and you clarify the falsehood of that, and that it's not as he has thought nor as he understood, then he'll run to the other avenue. So this is what the author is doing with this type of person. Now to the next, after you clarify the first issue and then the second issue, now he's going to say, but those disbelievers, they want benefit and harm. They intended to get benefit and harm. And they believe that their idols benefited and harm. As for me, I bear witness that Allah alone, He benefits and harms. As for me, I bear witness that Allah, He's the one who's disposing the affairs. I only want from Him. I only want from Him. So this is what they're claiming now. Say, no. The people in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they're calling on the ones they're calling on because they believe that those had the ability to harm or to benefit. As for me, I believe only Allah has the ability to harm and benefit. So it's different. It's not the same thing. You understand? It's different. It's not the same thing. This is the next doubt. So he says, وَالصَّالِحُونَ لَيْسَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٌ. And the righteous, I believe the righteous, they have no authority whatsoever by themselves. وَلَكِنْ أَقْصِدُهُمْ أَرْجُوا مِنْهُمْ شِفَاعًا. But I only intend, I only go to them, I only devote, I only turn my attention to them, my devotion to the righteous, because I want their intercession. I don't believe that the righteous, no, Allah, He has the authority. The command is Allah's alone. I only want intercession from the righteous. That's all. This is what he says now. So the author, he says, fil jawab, the response, anna hadha qawlu kufar, sawa'un bi sawa. He said, the response, this is the statement of the kufar of Quraysh in the time of the Arab, the exact same thing, precisely. Sawa'un bi sawa. This is the exact same thing they claimed. Faqra alayhi qawluhu ta'ala, waladina takhadu min dunihi awliya, ma na'buduhum illa li yukarribuna ila Allahi zulfa. Wa qawluhu ta'ala, wa yukuluna ha'ulai shufa'auna inda Allah. And now you tell him that this is the exact same thing, precisely, exactly, word for word, of this is the exact same statement and creed, precisely, word for word, of the disbelievers, meaning in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you read for him the verse, the meaning of which is those who take others besides Allah as awliya, as guardians and protectors, they say, we do only worship them, we do not worship them except to draw us near to Allah. And read for him the statement of Allah the Most High, and they say, these are our intercessors with Allah. with Allah. So it has already been established in the previous classes. Walillah alhamd, from the author and likewise from many different ayat and from many different aspects, the creed of Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh and the Arab in general, that they believe in Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. Then there's many verses in the same manner. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَقُولُونَ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. So many verses. If you ask them, who created them? Who created the heavens and the earth? They all, every time they say Allah, they believe in that. They believe in that. Who owns the authority over hearing and seeing? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرُ سَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. They're going to say Allah. So this was the creed, precisely. Then if you ask them, well, then why are you calling on the idols, or why are you calling on others besides Allah? They're going to say the same thing, that we only want intercession. We only want intercession. And this is the same thing that the Christians, they continue to do today likewise. In the society, they call on Jesus in the name of Jesus. They eat the food in the name of Jesus. Meaning that Jesus... it's from the blood of Jesus, their sins are going to be forgiven, and through Jesus they're going to get to Jannah. And the light side, the same is that creed of falsehood, yani from different angles, different aspects, and different terms that they use to mislead the people and to decorate the falsehood. So the author, he says, now وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الشُّبَهَ الثَّلَاثَ هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مَا عِنْدُهُمْ وَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ وَضَّحَهَا فِي كِتَابِهِ وَفَهَمْتَهَا فَهْمًا جَيِّدًا فَمَا بَعْدَهَا أَيْسَرُ مِنْهَا. And you should know that these three misconceptions and doubts, they are the greatest of that which they have. And if you know and realize and understand that Allah has clarified this in His book, and you understood it properly, a good understanding, then the rest of the doubts that they have after this is much easier and simple. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.